Welcome to Coffee and Combos, a fighting game podcast that catches you up with all the big news happening every week in the fighting game community. I'm your host, Tyler, and with me, as always, is the, oh god, the myriad of mechanics to my Blaze Blue Cross tag, Carter.
I don't know how to make a sound for that.
I know. I had to come up with it on the... Oh, Jesus.
Was that good?
Yeah, I mean, it was about as good as mine.
I'll take that.
Nice. Thanks for listening, everyone. This podcast will feature three rounds, first, second, and final. Each round, we'll discuss a topic of interest centered around fighting games.
In round number one, we talk elevator attendants, gods of destruction, and serial killers. And no, I'm not just listing off Ty's attempted career paths. We talk Blaze Blue Cross Tag version 2 in round number 1. Then, in round number 2, we go over some of our beloved listener mail and discuss our future projects and future plans for the podcast. Spoiler alert, we're hoping for a lot less fuck, marry, kill questions. All that plus Tekken God Prime Challenge and what were they thinking? But first, let's get underway with round number 1.
Fighters ready. Engage.
All right, Carter, let's dive straight into this huge info dump that we got for Blaze Blue Cross Tag's version 2.0.
Yes, so a lot of this wasn't in English, so there's a lot of deciphering going on here.
A lot of Google Translate.
A lot of assumptions made on my part, which I'm sure you didn't make. You went back and looked at all this, right? You said that?
I went back and I scoured the Twitter and I specifically found a pretty good translation or understanding of articles and videos. I think it's called Blaze Blue Tag Universe.
Blaze Blue Tag Universe.
It's like that is a great Twitter account because they have just everything in a perfect, neat package wrapped nice with and, a nice bow.
Nice and digestible.
Yeah, it was very good.
Well, start us off, Ty. What are we getting?
I'll start us off. Let's dive deep into the brand new mechanics that they're adding with version 2.0. So I'm just going to jump in because there's no real good starting point here. Y'all remember those auto combos? You just mash A, right?
Oh, do I ever. You know I'm a big fan of those.
They're awesome. Well, they made them just slightly better with a new mechanic called Cross Raid. So after you've mashed out your A auto combo, you can spend some of your cross gauge to bring in your partner for a follow-up attack.
This is confusing to me. The one thing I felt about Blaze Blue, I didn't think it needed more things for your gauge to go to.
Yeah,
those gauges are very convoluted as it is.
Yeah, it's like they're playing with the gauges fast and loose, it sounds like, in this 2.0 update. So
this one right off the get worried me because it is like a barrier of entry sort of change, I think, which
definitely
I don't think this game needs that. And I think that adding more mechanics in without taking some out, it's the barrier of entry just becomes more intimidating.
Yeah, this seems almost like you mash your A combo, you get an assist, maybe with like a wall bounce, and then you just mash your A combo again into...
Yeah, it sounds very rudimentary.
Yeah, it seems simple, but then it's like, if I don't learn how to actually call my tag partner in, and I just learn it through mashing the combo, is that really learning anything?
Yeah, it just feels like it's another way to not play the actual game.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been against these sort of mechanics, and I'm no different on this one.
Yeah, it sounds a little iffy. Next up, we have a new mechanic called Extra Assault. So here you go. You're spending another bar of skill gauge for a more powerful version of Clash Assault. Do you remember this, Carter?
Yes, this is where you bring in both guys.
You bring in both, like you do like an overhead thing, and you bring in both guys for like a...
For like a cinematic wham, bam, thing. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have to like time slash it. Up. You have to time the slash to like for Marvelous or whatever. Remember that?
Yeah. And then you got your, if you timed it right, you got more damage. That sort of business.
Exactly right. So now there's a new, more powerful version called Clash Assault where you get more damage for a thing of bar spent.
But that forces you to switch characters?
See, I don't think it does.
You just get the active switch benefit. So that's odd. Yeah. Oh.
So you get the active switch benefit, like, because you're bringing a dude in, right? But then your dude will leave. And you can't remember how that worked.
Yeah, I wonder if you got to keep your point character out.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
That'd be really strong. This one I don't mind. Like, it's still more mechanic on top of a menagerie of mechanics.
You know what it's like? It's like EX versioning your Clash Assault, and that just seems like fine to me.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I don't mind this.
Yeah.
It's cool. And then we have like a really simple one, delay entry. So now when your point character goes down, you can delay your tag partner's entry.
This one's great.
Yeah, cool.
Immediately, yeah, this one allows for those just like on your way in setups to be a little less effective. And in a game like this where matches are over in two turns, that entry is very, very, very important. Yeah, I just think that this is an obvious one. This one's good because it just kind of gives you a little more time, a little more to play with in terms of, calling someone in after, which is never a bad thing.
Yeah, it's nice to have, like, you have some sort of control in the match even when you're losing.
Yeah, it's never fun to have your guy blown up as he's coming in. It's just it's inevitable in a lot of these games, and this just kind of gives you a little bit of an option.
Yeah, that brings me back to like Marvel versus Capcom 3 days where you would just not give me a chance to play the game.
Yeah, as soon as you're coming in, someone's setting up a 50-50 and it's coming from both sides. It's
my Wesker would come in and you would deny me my play. You'd kill him.
That same thing was going on in this game. And it's very minuscule and it might not affect it too much, but it is something which I thought needs to be added.
And you were saying, man, these matches don't last long. And your first thought, Carter, is?
Let's make them shorter, Ty. Let's shorten these matches up.
Okay, I want to talk about this after I explain this, because I think I have some sort of weird reasoning in my head as to why this is good.
I would love to hear this.
Okay. So, they have added, which is probably the most controversial change in the whole sort of patch notes version 2.0 thing, it's called Rampage Time. So, each match, if you don't know, lasts 160 seconds. Halfway through the match, at 80 seconds, Rampage Time will activate, and you both opponents, get passive meter gain.
So, if your match happens to go longer than 80 seconds... then they just make sure it ends in the next 10.
Yeah, basically. It's like, my guess for this is BlazBlue Crosstag had its big sort of moment at EVO 2019 where it somehow stayed on for Sunday finals, right?
Yeah.
I think, okay, this is going to sound dumb because this is clearly like not what it's for, but I think it's good for keeping BlazBlue Tag in tournaments because they can fit it fucking in like a 30-minute slot.
They already could, though. Like,
I know, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like those.
Now it's like you can fit them anywhere.
It's crazy. It's honestly like I don't even know what to compare this to. There's nothing quite as short as a game of this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Does any game go as short as this game?
Dive kick.
the dive kick might be the only one. This game is this game goes at a lightning pace, and that was actually a complaint for this game. I thought, like, I one of my big problems was that it ends in 2-3 moves. Now, if it doesn't end in 2-3 moves, it ends in the next move because you're getting a full meter, and like at a higher level, that meter's huge.
Yeah, it seems like this whole 2.0 version is very much, as I know we've said to Tekken 7 Turbo is kind of the thing, but this is truly like Turbo. At the end of Cross Raid, you get the active switch power up. At the end of Extra Assault, you get active switch power up. You get a Rampage Time, passive meter gain. Like, you're getting so many buffs.
More damage off auto combos.
Like, what?
It's very odd. None of this makes sense to me. I don't see how this is beneficial in any way. No one wants to hop in a game, and like, I understand the idea of like casually playing a match every now and then. Mm-hmm. But even so, fighting games, it's not like they were taking too long. Like, some are boring to watch because they take too long, but this one isn't, like, the general idea isn't that 120 seconds is like, oh, God, I can't do anything else in my life because this game's too long.
Yeah, that's this is, like, where the changes end, but it mechanic-wise, I'm just so confused as to what they're trying to rebrand this game as.
I think they just want to make the fastest, most chaotic game on the market. Like, they're trying to outdo Marvel. They're throwing all their eggs.
To me, they're succeeding.
I don't know. I'm blown away by this.
Honestly, I'm excited to see what the fuck this game looks like.
Me too. I want to see at the top level, just as soon as that 80 seconds hits and people are just blowing meter on all these ridiculous overpowered mechanics. There's like 30 people on the screen.
I can't wait. It's going to look real dumb.
Yeah. I think this game is just kind of going for that, like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I believe
that's right.
Party game. It's going down the party game alley at a point.
Oh, no. BlazBlue Tag, come back.
I know. I know that's probably not where it's headed because obviously there's so many convoluted things involved, but it's just like, what was the idea here? If not, to just make it quick and dirty.
It's simple and crazy. Let's talk about a tiny new change. Do you remember the character select screen?
Yes, I do.
What a bad character select screen.
Horrible. One of the worst.
It's just like lines of characters, and then you scroll down and you like go through the line. Anyway, it hasn't really changed. It just looks slightly newer.
Yeah, I was hoping that they were going to use that, like, those squares, you know?
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Someone on Twitter, I think, like, did a sweet mock-up of how the character select should be, and it looked very akin to, like, BlazBlue.
Well, there's, like, that square thing looks a lot like Street Fighter versus one of
Tekken?
Street Fighter versus Tekken. No, I think it was, like, Street Fighter... I think it was the
Tatsunoko.
Yeah, I think it was And it looks just like that, but I can't believe they didn't use that for the character select. It seems so obvious. That's like their promotional device is using those squares.
Exactly.
That's their thing.
Their whole thing is that they use those squares because it's like the, you know, crossing fates or whatever.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
And, like, it's a character select screen. Their promotional image is a character select screen. I don't get this game tie.
But let's make them more like bookshelves where you have to scroll.
Yeah, let's make
books.
This like the most generic cookie cutter select screen. Like, this is some PS2 era stuff.
Yeah. They also updated the UI a bit and the sort of versus screen. It looks a lot cleaner. And that's about it for UI. They didn't really change much.
Yeah, very like tiny quality of life changes. Most of them, look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good all around, I'm sure.
Yeah, it looks cleaner, I think.
Yeah, like, obviously bigger steps could have been taken, but, you know, that's always something that could be taken.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about 5 new characters that were announced.
Yeah, we got 5 brand spanking new guys.
How many of these are you excited for? Let me name them off real quick, because we know that we had Yumi, Akatsuki, Neopolitan, and Blitz Tank that were announced at EVO. Now we have Susanoo, I believe that's his name.
Susan Olsen, that actress who played Cindy Brady on the Brady Bunch.
Wow.
The youngest daughter.
Nice.
It's a weird addition. I don't really see how it fits in here. But I was surprised to find out that she's the god of destruction.
Next, we have Celica, who's like a puppet, not puppet person from BlazBlue.
And I now know both these characters, thanks to our 13.7th best listener, Mr. Chugs, hooking us up with some BlazBlue.
That's true.
I've been playing, and I'm a big fan of Susan. And Celica, I'm indifferent.
Yeah, she's fine. Why didn't they put in, like, Relius or Carl?
Isn't her name, like, the gel, those little packets that come with your shoes?
Celica things that you're not supposed to eat.
Does she have anything to do with those?
I think she's the mascot, yeah. Next up, we have Hilda from Undernight.
I like her lounging poses.
Yeah, she's a keep-away character.
Yeah, summoning swords. I wasn't huge into her on Undernight, but she's a fine character.
Yeah, she's fine. Not much to say about her. Next up, we have Adachi.
Adachi.
From Persona 4.
He was described as the police dick.
Yeah, police dick. With it should have just been serial killer.
Serial killer. Ooh, Ty, are we allowed to say that? Spoilers.
Spoilers for like a 10-year-old game.
Yeah, I like this guy. He laughs at his opponents and his moves. He's always holding his gun all sassy. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
He looks like a hair trigger sort of guy.
Definitely, yeah. Adachi's cool. I like him. Yeah, I don't really like his persona, though. It's just like a red reskin of
you. Yeah, it's like a red samurai type thing. Is he a samurai, ninja? I was hoping for something a little creepier.
Yeah.
After you said speaking he was a serial killer, yeah, I was hoping for something more.
Yeah, speaking of a creepier persona, we get Elizabeth, the elevator
attendant. This is a...
From Persona 3.
The best part about her is, yeah, it's her persona, that's what they're called?
Yeah, her persona is the Thanatos persona, which means it has all those... It looks so fucking sick. It's got all the coffins around it and shit.
The one move where the persona grabs the opponent and throws them into a coffin and closes
Hell
it.
Hell yeah.
That looks so cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, big fan of that.
Elizabeth is great. She was like a really good hybrid keep-away character kind of thing. She had lasers and balls she could summon up, I'm pretty sure. She was good. I liked her a lot.
But yeah, are any of these characters getting your tickling your fancy?
Exactly what I was going to ask you. I think the only person who is Elizabeth for me.
Elizabeth, really?
Yeah. I liked her in Persona 4 Ultimax or whatever.
I am drawn to Adachi, and mm-hmm. I'm kind of feeling Susan.
You're kind of feeling Susan? Oh.
Yeah, because I was playing Susan in BlazBlue, and she's just like, she has some very cool mechanics where you have to like power up her special moves by using other moves. It's just a cool concept, and I hope they can adapt it well to this.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
His
I didn't
overdrive,
really...
that's what it's called. Look at me.
Oh, BlazBlue knowledge.
I'm BlazBlue expert these days.
Oh, man. BlazBlue knowledge. Yeah, for everyone listening, that's all the BlazBlue Tag 2.0 info that we got dumped on us over the last week.
Ty, did you notice? Did you notice their stupid fuck-up?
What's that?
You know how they... Back to the promotional image. Mm-hmm. Their one image that they always show. When it zoomed out, showed all the characters?
Yes.
Rachel's on there twice, and Noelle isn't even on it.
Oh, man. They kicked Noelle off, and they put Rachel on twice?
Yeah, Rachel's on twice. Noelle's not on there. So, like, how do you mess that up?
That's so funny. That's what happens when you have too many fucking characters.
And there's like Rachel and then one guy beside her and then Rachel again. It's like, it's like not even like I had to look for it. It's the first thing I saw.
That's honestly amazing.
That I feel is a nice little summary of BlazBlue Cross Tag.
Yeah. That little character mishap.
Yeah. Put a little bow on it.
All right, everyone, we're going to hop into round two here, and it'll be a little different from usual. This time, we kind of want to talk about our podcast and platform, Coffee and Combos.
Oh, what's the sound? That's the one.
I just wanted to say, with our community growing and listeners participating more and more, I want to know, I guess we want to know.
Nope, I don't give a shit.
Carter doesn't give a shit. I want to know what it is you guys would want to see from us in the future, whether it be streaming, maybe setting up online tournaments, merchandise,
cam shows.
What?
I mean, merchandise.
Maybe more hosts, harder topics. You can obviously send all of your suggestions down to listenermailcc@gmail.com.
Yeah, like I've always been kind of wondering what route we're supposed to be going down, Ty. Like, are we investigators or are we just talking heads? Are we fucking jokes? What am I? I thought I was living the hard-hitting news. Now I'm just getting mail about fucking marrying and killing aliens.
That's pretty much like our bag, right?
I guess like that's kind of our thing. Latai, you know that old saying. If you're good at something, never tell the listeners of your podcast, because they'll batter you with emails on the subject.
That's so true. And we were the experts of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
We've always been. That was actually, this wasn't a fighting game podcast initially. It just kind of, that got tacked on to the end.
It was called FMK, I believe.
It was our sex education podcast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we still have that in the wings as a sort of backup plan.
Yeah, Carter, we already chose these stupid names.
I want to ask you, is there anything that you want to see more of from us?
From us? Oh, Ty, we need to get our merchandise going here. We need to get some equity here, you know?
Some sweet, sweet equity. Speaking of merchandise, this is I'll bring this question in from our listener mailbag.
Yeah, these listener mail questions seem to pair in with a lot of this. So let's dive in, Ty.
Sure. Louis wrote in, he said, "Hey, Coffee and Combos crew, did you guys ever do anything with the Piss Goblin, merch-wise?"
This guy's asking the hard-hitting questions.
"I'd love a mug with that Gobbo's mug, Louis."
See, after I read this question, I was like, what do you even put on a mug about a Piss Goblin? Do you, like, say that, like, the mug has piss in it? Do you suggest that with the mug, or do you just put a face of a goblin with a jar of piss? See, these are the feedback we need.
See, what the best design would be is we just make a custom mason jar that says Rat Sponge's Piss Jar.
Custom Rat Piss Jar.
Custom Rat Piss Mason Jar.
Okay, yeah. Genius idea.
Genius idea? Good. I was going to say we could just make that, whatever, send it to someone or something like that.
We've done some giveaways, which we haven't done in a while.
That's true.
For some merchandise. Maybe we'll bring that up again. Maybe that's something people want. Free shit. Maybe that's all they want from this. Which, you know, it's mutual. I want free shit, too. Send me a jar.
Free shit. I need more jar of rat piss.
Yeah. Actually, don't send me jars of piss.
It's only Gamer Girl bathwater for me. I want to ask you as well, what do you enjoy most about doing in this podcast? Because I was thinking about this today, and I love the reveals, truly love any reveal and talking about that, but that never is consistent.
Yeah, consistency and fighting game news are just, they're not in the same wheelhouse.
They're like oil and water.
Oil and water. Yeah, reveals are obviously the best part because everyone gets excited over that, and we are gluttons for new characters.
Hell yeah.
As soon as a new character is announced, ooh, I might like that character. That might be my favorite character. I'm going to have to play that character. And, like, we get that little dopamine rush every time, you know? But, yeah, I love listener mail because, obviously, I can just talk about nothing forever. So
true.
Fuck, I really drag these podcasts out sometime with that. Like, right currently. I'm doing it right now.
Like a pro.
Yeah. Watch me go.
Yeah. I guess so. I'll end it saying, just think of these questions, but for the listener. Is there anything you want to see more of? What do you enjoy most in the podcast? It'd be really good for us to hear that. Any suggestions about when we have a slow news week, like last week?
Yeah, like what we could do in between? Like, is this just talking about nothing interesting? I don't know.
Yeah, because I would like to get your feedback about how to grow this sort of podcast, because truly, it would be absolutely nothing without the listeners.
Yeah, and we enjoy doing it.
I truly do.
So just help me. Should we continue into the rest of the listener mail questions here?
Let's just hop into the listener mail questions. You guys wrote into listenermailcc@gmail.com. Liam. Fucking Liam. Liam writes in, he says, "Hey, Coffee and Combos boys, I was having an argument with a friend on this subject, and I remembered you guys are experts on this exact thing." Fuck, marry, kill.
New rule. One fuck, marry, kill question per episode.
Per episode, please.
I will select the best one from the pile. I can't be giving away this fucking marrying and killing expertise like this? How am I supposed to make a living? I'm going to write an encyclopedic collection of books on the subject, mm-hmm. on every possible outcome of fucking and marrying and killing. And you'll have to buy those. It'll be a whole series, and I'm just not giving this shit out like I used to.
Okay, let's do one last freebie.
Okay, one last freebie. Here we go.
Kazuya Heihachi Jin. Thanks, Liam.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is, right?
Okay. You're throwing some curveballs. I see where you're coming from.
I think I've got this down.
Let's hear it.
We're killing Kazuya. We're fucking Jin. And we're marrying Heihachi.
Ty, we're at a bit of a difference on the Kazuya Jin, but I'm also going to marry Heihachi. He did nothing wrong, Ty. He was just trying to stop the demons.
That's so true.
He was just trying to stop the demons, Ty.
Yeah, absolutely right. Heihachi's the good guy.
And
plus, he's rich.
I was just going to say, he's rich as fuck. Can't complain about that, you know?
Exactly.
But no, Ty, you got to kill Jin. First of all, he a bitch.
Yeah, but like...
Do you see how cheap he is? You think someone that cheap isn't a cheater, Ty?
Yeah, but Kazuya's evil.
Ty, that means he just likes to party.
Nice. Okay. You're bringing me back around.
Jin's not rich. Jin's not rich. Kazuya's rich.
That's what I'm saying.
Jin's passed out in some helicopter with like... who wants to be with that guy?
Jin's wandering through the fucking desert.
Yeah, you want your lips to touch those crusties? No, Ty. No, you
Dang,
don't.
You're right. I don't. Thanks for writing in, Liam. I don't want those crusty lips. Oh, man. Next, Josh writes in. He says, "Hey, Josh again. I sent my last email one day before the Season 3 patch notes were announced. Look how they massacred my boy Lee."
Ugh, I'm sorry.
They truly did, Josh. We are sorry. He's so much weaker than Claudio now, but he's far more fun than Claudio. Such a hard choice. Anyway, I will always love Lee. I seriously want to own his suit in real life so badly. It has a unicorn on it for Harada's sake. Now he poses his question. What fighting game character items of clothing would you really want to own in real life? Thanks for the entertainment, Josh.
Now, Ty, you were quick. You were quick on this one.
I immediately thought of the most iconic, not maybe most iconic, but almost, it's up there, certainly, the Fatal Fury hat that Terry owns.
See, I was going to put that on my list. I was mm-hmm. thinking that one mm-hmm. is extremely iconic.
It's so good.
It's a good one. It's a work of art, really. The red and white hat, it's iconic. It's truly iconic.
It's the fucking best. And I'm pretty sure you can buy it somewhere, but I want, like, really good quality.
You want, like a new era with the sticker still on it.
Fuck that.
Flat-brimmed.
A ball cap that I can have like 5 years later and it'll still look good, but ratty.
Sweat stains on the inside. Yeah. That's good stuff.
What do you got?
I was thinking Heihachi's tiger trench coat.
Yes.
Imagine that thing.
It's so slick, dude.
Popping out with that sweet tiger trench coat on?
I mean, like, could you pull it off, though?
Everyone would be snapping at the necktie. You don't think I could pull that shit off? Obviously, I could. I'd be out there no shirt on with that thing.
No shirt.
No shirt underneath. Heihachi in the club.
Tiger suit.
Give myself a nice gullet.
That's so cool.
Man, But then I started to look at, like, other Tekken merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
I want a Brian bandana for when I play him.
Oh, true.
I feel like I need to strap that on. Like, I feel like that's like a power-up.
Yeah, I bet it would be, sure.
Yeah. But then I remember I was also talking to Danny about how I just want a lounging kimono. And
okay,
Lei.
Okay.
Lei has a beautiful blue kimono.
Oh, yeah. Lei's thing is so sick.
Yeah, so that was kind of where I ended up, actually. Because I was like, I actually want one of these, so
I might just buy one. I have a really good second one.
Okay, is it Ryu's headband?
It's Ryu's freaking headband. So when I train just as hard as Ryu,
and then you pull it tight behind your head and you go, oosh.
No, what I want is obviously Geese's purple undershirt and silver vest.
That is a good look too, with the purple pants. Damn,
dude,
that's fly.
Dude, shit, I want that full suit. If I could choose like a full suit item,
that's fly. I like that.
Oh god, it's
endless.
So
you can
slick.
Do this forever. Like Huarang shoulder jacket. I want a jacket that just goes on my shoulders.
Yeah, dude, with a little chain.
Never put my arms through these sleeves.
Yeah,
bouncing around. I like that. That's a good look.
I want to try out the look. Arm belts from Soul Bad Guy.
Huarang's belt pants.
Give me
I want
give
me 16 belts.
Hazama's half tie.
There, now we're getting there.
You know, a little half tie. Or like his trench coat that has two belt buckles on the collar or some shit.
That is one thing that they can't seem to get away from.
Belts.
Buckles. Huarang honestly has like 18 belts up his leg. Why is he cinching himself in so much?
It doesn't make sense.
The leg corset.
Maybe we just don't have that cool anime style.
I need at least 8 to 10 belts on me at all times.
Okay, hold on. I have a weird belt question. I know this is dumb, but
let's do it.
Where would you buy an arm belt?
You just go to Belts R Us, Belt World.
You'd need like a what?
Belt Mart.
15-inch belt.
Yeah, like children's belts on your arm.
Children's baby belts.
Baby belts.
Dude, baby belts. Sorry, I solved my own problem.
Baby belts, yeah.
You get baby belts.
And baby bells to get bigger arms.
Some good cheese.
Yeah, get some cheese in you. Get the protein. Bigger arms don't need quite small belts.
Nice. I think we've cracked the code on anime style.
Yeah, this thing really fell apart, but... At least we got down to the brass tacks of belts.
Yep. That's it for listener mail, everyone. Thank you so much for writing in to listenermailcc@gmail.com with your questions, comments, concerns. Carter, let's talk about Tekken God Prime Challenge.
Ty, I'm in love with Lei.
See, this is the thing. This is what happens. Season 3 comes out, and we're trying all these characters, going like, wow. I remember what it's like to play other people.
Just shoved a wrench into the whole thing. I haven't touched King. I know he's good. I know he's still like kind of the same guy though.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, let's just, you know, play our boy.
Yeah, super weird. Same thing for me too, because I'm playing Eddie, but he hasn't changed like at all.
And yet, some of our characters got huge changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, blah, 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 King got new stuff. He can got that. No, it's still, generally the same idea. And
mm-hmm.
Lei feels so fresh now. He feels like he obviously is still not a high-tier character, which I like. I don't like how King is up there now.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just hard. I have these things going through my head all day.
I know. I have this thing going through my head all day with Julia now, because now I'm getting I've cracked the code last night, last night, right?
Saw into the Matrix.
Yeah, last night, man.
You're
I was
doing good till the Mace came in with that Heihachi, and that other guy came in with that Heihachi, and made us both look kind of
like dog shit.
Yeah, but we'll get better.
Man, I was getting sick. Little counter hit pickup combos that I normally wouldn't do. My defense was on point. Dang,
your defense was on point. You were looking
Julia.
Good.
But, you know, Eddie's my Tekken God Prime challenge, so eventually I'll sink back into despair with Eddie. But
yeah,
for now,
hopefully this, new perspective, a new character. I'm thinking till October I'm going to mess around with Lei pretty heavily, and then maybe King will feel fresh again.
Yeah, I think I just need to step back from Eddie, play characters that aren't so fucking dumb.
Yeah, get some fresh air into you, you know?
Yeah, just walk outside and get that sweet, sweet mountain air.
That sweet mountain air. I'll go breathe in all the chemicals here.
Nice. That's great. All right, Carter, do you have a what were they thinking for this week?
Ty, it's like a overarching what were they thinking, right? We're both sitting on this. We are both wondering what is going on with Blaze Blue Crosstag.
I think that's the thing. This isn't like a what were they thinking in like angry, you guys are dumb. It's more like I truly want to know what were they thinking.
Like, I don't understand it at all.
Specifically with Rampage Time.
Yeah, that one is the big no-no in my opinion as well. I think it's just, it's a lot of nonsensical changes, and it feels like change for the sense of change. Yeah. And I honestly would like to know what were you thinking?
That's exactly it. Just, I want to know, what were you thinking? All right, thanks for listening to Coffee and Combos. We'll be back next week for more juicy fighting game news. The intro music, obviously, is done by the incomparable at AM Aeroplane on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at Coffee and Combos. You can follow me at TyRossCC. Carter, where can they find you?
At Carty Combos.
Great. Yeah, sure. You can visit our website, coffeeandcombos.com. If you have any feedback for the show, send it to listenermailcc@gmail.com. You know where to find us, and we will see you next week.
You win. Perfect.